Hey, brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Latter Rain 333, and I come to you in the name of our Lord Jesus, sharing with you the things that the Lord has been showing me. After this video, please don't forget to resubscribe and make sure you hit the bell so you will get notifications, hopefully, of my next video. I put together a website a few weeks ago that the Lord directed me to do this, and it's a website for witnessing purposes. It's like a track, like T-R-A-C, a witnessing tool for you to use to help bring people to the Lord. It's like planting a seed. And the Lord gave me the words, He gave me, "It is later than you think." That was the words He gave me. "It is later than you think." And with that, He gave me what He wanted me to put in this track. And what I did is I went ahead and got some business cards. On the business cards, I put "It is later than you think." And then I put the website down, website address down below. And that way it's a very easy thing just to pass out to people. And hopefully they will go and check out this website, and then they will see the gospel message and what the Lord showed me to put in there. So go ahead and check it out. The link will be down below, and if the Lord leads you and you would like to use this as a witnessing tool, please feel free to do so. All right, on the 8th of August, I received a message while praying. It was a personal message for myself. However, when the message was over, I asked the Lord if He had anything else He'd like to share with everyone, and that's when I got this message. It's a serious message about spiritual warfare, because we are in very much in the midst of a great spiritual battle that is happening right now. Like, you can read about it in Revelation 12. It's in the spirit realm. The battle is raging, and the Lord is concerned for His people. He wants His people to understand that they need to be able to know how to war in the spirit. We need to know how to do that, brothers and sisters. We need to know how to proclaim and declare the word of God. We need to know how to stand on the word of God, and how to be able to push back the principalities and demons that are coming against His people. So let me go ahead and read this to you. The blog transcript will be down below. And in that blog transcript, I will have resources about spiritual warfare that will hopefully help you if you're new at this. Here's the message. "Tell them that I'm coming soon to collect them." Hallelujah. Come soon, Jesus. "Tell them I have not left or forsaken them, though it might feel like that sometimes. I am with them and will direct their very steps if only they would allow me to do so. The warnings have already gone out, but I will continue to warn because there are more and more people whose eyes and ears are just opening to the truths of these last days. The warnings must go forth. The trumpets must sound. My voice must be heard among my people. A clarion call turns into a war cry." I'm going to say that again. "A clarion call turns into a war cry. The battle intensifies, and my children see it not, but they shall soon experience it, as the enemy wastes no more time in delivering blows and attacks on those who are mine. You must learn to war in the spirit as you press forward towards my kingdom. Take your sword and shield and proclaim victory for me. Overcome the wiles of the devil and push back the darkness that advances upon you. Do not sit on the sidelines and wait for others to do it. If you do, you will be swept away in the lies and deceptions that are coming. I call all to war in the spirit. I have given you all the power over the enemy, but few understand. The day is turning to night. I will shine through my own, and they will be points of light in this darkness. The perfect storm comes on all fronts, one after the other, like waves in the sea. The more prayers that come forth, the judgments will be pushed back and held back." And then I heard, "held back. I call all out to be prayer warriors now." Let me say that again. I call all out to be prayer warriors now. Do not wait. My army, arise and take back what has been stolen from you. I'm going to say it again. My army, arise and take back what has been stolen from you. I am shaking you out of your complacent ways. Will my people respond or just go back to being comatose sheep? Wake up, church. Fight the good fight of faith. Your commander-in-chief, Yeshua HaMashiach. And that's what I heard with that message, brothers and sisters. So the point that I want to put out there, and I'm going to go ahead and call this video, a clarion call turns into a war cry. A clarion call, brothers and sisters, is a very strong request for something to happen. It's like a clear message or instruction about an action that is needed. But the Lord said that call has now been turned into a war cry. And I looked up battle cry in the Bible, and I found quite a few verses. The one I'm going to read to you right now is Isaiah 42:12. It says, "The Lord will march out like a champion. Like a warrior, he will stir up his zeal. With a shout, he will raise the battle cry and will triumph over his enemies." And the last verse I'd like to share with you right now is Luke 10:19, and I'll end with this verse. "Behold, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy." You hear that? All the power of the enemy. "And nothing shall by any means hurt you."